Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Oh, Monday.
Be good. Because it's already hot.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Like, oh my goodness, it's not, you come out and the sun isn't up yet and it's like sticky?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, I stopped, because I live in Coralville, I always stop when I'm filling in for Eric. By the way, it's Dave, filling in for Eric. Hey, how you doing? Hey. I always stop at the truck stop at the Kirkwood exit and get something to drink because if I don't get caffeine, I'm going to.
Caffeine's a must.
About two quarters? That's halfway through the show.
If you can start your day and not have some form of caffeine, I don't understand it.
No, I don't either. So I, you know, got out of the car and just was hit by the wave of, oh, hello, summer.
Yeah. It's just, the air is thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a heat advisory in effect starting today at 10 that goes through 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Good to know.
So, yeah, we're gonna see some heat waves coming off the pavement and
well,
such.
Well, right on cue as we got the first day of summer this week.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Yeah, it seems like the first day of summer has already happened.
I would agree.
But
we're halfway through the farmer's market season. Like, come on.
Yeah, but technically it is Thursday, which is hard to believe. Yeah, it seems late.
It is? Thursday?
It's Thursday.
That also seems like a weird day to pick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rando.
And late in the week. Like, let's just get to it, man.
Yeah.
You already got the heat thing.
Summer's out of the way. Let's just start this thing already. Come on.
Seriously, it seems like summer's procrastinating. Like, you've got everything that you need. Just do it.
Right?
Just commit to being summer.
Right. No kidding.
There's no use yelling at it.
No.
It is what it is.
That's true.
And we'll get there. And, it's not technically summer, but it is totally summer. And it's a time to go get your thrill on, right?
If you're
going to the amusement parks. Thrill seekers in Portland, Oregon had a little bit of a Friday that was too thrilling when 24 people were upside down for like 30 minutes.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yes, it's the oldest amusement park in Oregon, which it's a new ride. So don't worry about that. But it is. It's called the Atmosphere. And it really did induce some fear.
I bet it did.
It's a pendulum ride. The closest thing I could find is like at Adventureland, they have something called the Sidewinder, except the Atmosphere goes all the way around. It swings, it spins, and then it goes.
Oh, is it like the boat thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except the boat goes upside down.
I would not like that.
And that's where it got stuck, completely upside down.
Oh, no.
And it's like 28 people. They were stuck for a few minutes and then panic started setting in. Like,
yeah,
you're riding the ride and it's like, ah, it stopped. Ah, this is crazy. Oh, fun. Okay. Let us down.
Come on.
And then it hits.
Yeah.
Panic.
I'm not sure I would have lasted that long, to be perfectly honest.
It was, and then, you know, it's a bunch of high schoolers as well.
Oh.
So they're extra freaked out, like, oh my gosh, I have so much more to live for.
And about to do something stupid, probably.
Yeah. So they decided to close down the entire park to work on this. You know, shut it all down. Everybody evacuated and they manually were able to get the ride down. It's just that, like, I don't know what you mean by they manually, it just went down.
Oh, geez.
Does
it sound like it's something where they took some ginormous crank and just twisted it until it came all the way down?
Just take this hammer and hit that hydraulic thing. Yeah. And just once that pops off.
What could possibly go wrong?
But they got them all down. Everybody was okay. One person went to the hospital just as a precaution, but they're fine. Yeah. Everybody's fine. It's stuff like that, though. Like, the older I get, the worse I am at rides and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's stories like this.
I can work myself up. Like, if I go to Adventureland, I have to start on the tiny roller, the baby roller coaster.
Yes. Give me the
ladybugs. And I have to work myself up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get to the tornado, but up the upside down ones, no thank you.
Not
going to have it.
Not today.
Nope. Not at all.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
shouldn't be surprised. I don't know why I'm surprised as I'm driving to work this morning and in the distance of an empty lot. Of course, there's a big top tent. I'm like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Is the circus in town? Something? It's red and white striped. It's very circusy.
Okay.
It's a fireworks stand.
Oh!
Yes! 'Tis the season, right?
Right.
And I should have known this, not just because I checked the calendar and, you know, summer is here. We're officially in the midst of the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival. Flag Day kicked things off on Friday. But also, I should have known because I heard a little bit of a 4th of July preview in my very own neighborhood this weekend.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. A little fanfare, a little pomp and circumstance. Should have played this tune, a little Stars and Stripes Forever for them as they were just blowing things up willy-nilly, which just surprised me because typically pretty quiet in the old neighborhood.
Oh, really?
There must be somebody new.
Oh, that's how you can tell.
Who enjoys explosives.
And does not enjoy dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We've got a new dog, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Just keep it down.
Chill.
Just a little bit. At least the surprise ones, you know, like, like all on its own, just a poof. And they're loud.
Oh, yeah.
I expect it closer to the 4th of July, but I'm like, it's June.
Right. It doesn't, well, that's the thing is it's June 17th. We're not that far away, actually, from July 4th. It seems like July 4th is like months in the distance.
Exactly. I'm not quite ready for it.
No.
And I get it like the weekend before, weekend after. You do you. Right. I'm not going to say anything. But I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, come on.
June 15th? No.
No.
Too early. Too early.
In fact, I have a story about fireworks in the buzz coming up in about 15 minutes from now.
Maybe this will be useful.
It'll at least be a reminder.
Good.
So I mentioned actually just a few minutes ago that I had stopped on my way to work to grab caffeine. I guess I stop more than I think I do. Because when I walked in this morning, got my stuff, went up to the counter, sat it down. They're like, "You're in awfully early this morning." I'm like, oh my God.
You recognize me?
I'm here enough that you recognize me?
Wait, and it's the same person enough who?
Apparently so.
Wait, but you don't recognize them?
No. No.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Oh.
And, you know, I'll admit, when I was in college, I worked at what's now Casey's. It was Handy Mart at the point. And it was part of your job. You were supposed to know the names and what people bought and stuff
like
that.
You'll see your regulars.
Exactly. I never thought I would become one.
You didn't want
to. And I don't know why, but I'm horrified.
I'm the same way. Like, once we've gotten to a place and it's like, oh, it's you guys. I'm like, we got to find a different place.
Yeah.
We got to mix it up.
It's like, yeah, I cannot believe that I spend that much time here. And then I look through my online banking. I'm like, oh, yes, I do.
Apparently I do. But wouldn't a Cheers thing be kind of like nice where everybody knows your name?
Yeah, you would.
You've got a spot.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks so fun on television, but in real life, I'm just completely horrified by it.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, I just, it's like, what do you mean you recognize me? Do I spend that much time here?
I do. I come here too often.
I do. I like to think that I shake it up a little bit, that I'm not so completely a creature of habit that I'm well known, but apparently I am.
You're totally a creature. We're all creatures of habit.
It is brutal. So now I have to rethink my entire morning plan.
Now you get to find a brand new morning spot.
I know. That'll be fun, won't it? Yeah. Well, a northeast side apartment building suffered significant fire and smoke damage in a fire Saturday morning. Fire crews arrived to find a fire in an apartment on the first floor of the building on Center Point Road Northeast just after 7 o'clock. No one was home during the fire, but the damage led to the apartment, and minor smoke damage to the first floor led to residents being displaced. The Iowa Board of Regents has voted unanimously to approve tuition and fee rate increases for the upcoming school year. It sounded great when you
unanimously.
Oh. as well as salary increases for university presidents. U of I and Iowa State tuition will increase by 3%. UNI will go up 2% for in-state residents, with varying hikes for out-of-state and graduate students. Mandatory fees will also increase at different rates for all students at each of the universities. A longtime Kirkwood Community College trustee has announced his retirement from the board. 85-year-old Jim Mollenhauer has been on Kirkwood's Board of Trustees for 20 years, so like a third of Kirkwood's existence.
Seriously?
Yeah, including serving as chair for the last seven. Mollenhauer told the Gazette that he has suggested a successor, and the board will vote on whether to retain that person until Mollenhauer's term expires.
Did it take 20 years to find that replacement, or finally decided to do it?
Maybe, I don't know. The Cedar Rapids Fire Department would like to remind you that you can buy all the fireworks you want.
Right.
You just can't set them off inside city limits.
Great reminder.
Yes. A few days late, maybe?
Yeah.
Caps and snaps, snakes and sparklers are the only fireworks items allowed in the city, the department said in a statement. Out of respect to neighbors, veterans, pets, and general safety, please follow these rules.
Please.
Begging you.
Please.
Iowa law requires cities to permit the sale of fireworks, but does allow local governments to limit their usage. Let us go to West Des Moines, shall we?
Let's go.
A West Des Moines Great Dane has set a Guinness World Record as the tallest living dog.
What?
Yep. His name is Kevin, named after the kid in Home Alone.
Love it.
He measured 3.2 feet from his feet.
Just like on his 4 feet.
From his feet to his withers. If you're wondering.
Yeah, where are the withers?
The withers are the shoulder blades. I don't know why they don't just say shoulder blades.
I'll point to a dog on a map and you just tell me where to stop and when I get to withers.
I do declare your withers are showing.
Nice withers.
Yeah. The average male Great Dane is
about... Just say shoulder. Why don't they just say shoulder?
I don't know.
Because dogs don't have shoulders? Because they have withers.
They're English.
Oh.
Yeah, English gonna do what English people are gonna do.
Okay.
The average male Great Dane is actually half a foot shorter.
Half a foot?
Yeah, 6 inches shorter.
He's a big boy. So
that is a big boy. Standing on his hind legs, Kevin is well over 6 feet tall.
Okay, that was my question. So he could he could put his hands on my shoulders and he would be taller.
And he would still be taller. Yeah. Kevin's people, the Wolf family, say Kevin is a gentle giant who loves sleeping on the couch and despite his size, is still afraid of the vacuum cleaner.
Aww, he is?
He is.
You big wuss.
Which is like, you know, the size of the, you know, if you're 3 feet tall at your withers,
yeah,
you'll have the paws. You could just smack the vacuum cleaner
Dude,
around.
Dude, you could take that vacuum.
Yeah, no, not a problem. But, Kevin, and that is what has us feeling all right today.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Big weekend at the box office. Inside Out 2 shattered box office records this weekend and made $155 million here in the States. It's the second biggest animated movie opening. The Incredibles 2 is the biggest one.
Huh.
Pretty big.
That is huge.
Also had the biggest global opening of all time for an animated film, $295 million.
Holy cats.
Just this weekend. It's this year's biggest opening for a movie so far, just after Barbie last July, which we're kind of on track for a big summer blockbuster, right?
We need one.
Exactly.
There hasn't been really anything.
Not really. So it's kind of nice to have something that's exciting at the box office.
I'm looking forward to that. I need to see that. If
I do too.
It's not that I identify with anger at all, but I'm not
Lewis
saying
Black
it.
Is
I'm
just
saying.
Yes, okay. He's just great.
He's a national treasure.
This weekend was also Father's Day weekend. So lots of, you know, heartwarming posts. But I was surprised to see amidst their estrangement, Jennifer Lopez wished Ben Affleck a happy Father's Day.
Oh, that's nice of her.
It's nice. She has a black and white photo of a young Ben on her Instagram story with the caption, "Our hero, happy Father's Day."
Huh.
And a white heart.
White is, that's an interesting choice.
I don't know if it's because it's a black and white photo that was more like on theme, like aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
Or if the white heart is like,
Because isn't white just like pals? Isn't it like friendship?
Yeah. So, I don't know how to read into it.
Yeah. And God knows we're going to read into it.
We're reading so much into
it. Do you not know us, J-Lo? Come on.
You know. You know.
You know.
And say what you want. Bill Belichick, of course, the job search not going great. However, he's doing just fine in terms of love life. Happens to be dating a 24-year-old former competitive cheerleader. Her name is Jordan Hudson. They met 3 years ago on a flight from Boston to Florida.
Wow. So he's been working this up since since she was 21. Wow.
When you put it like that.
Yeah. Well, everybody's an adult in this situation.
True.
You do you.
Yes.
But wow.
But
yeah,
okay.
That's a choice.
Congrats.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift, it's been 2 months since the release of the Torture Poets Department. And her album has been number one for 2 months.
Wow.
How does somebody do that?
Well,
big reason, diversification. She has 34 different versions of the Tortured Poets Department that you can purchase.
What?
Yeah, 34. Of course, you've got like the different variations. You can get it on vinyl, digital, CD. You can even get it on tape cassette.
Oh, wow.
I know. I didn't realize that was an option.
I didn't think that was a thing anymore.
And then within all of those, there's different versions. Do you want this cover or that cover? Sometimes there'll be different packaging. Sometimes it's like there's a special bonus track if you buy it from this store versus that store. So she has diversified everything, and you got to get maybe multiple versions.
Well, and you know that there are Taylor completists,
yes,
who have bought all 34 versions.
All 34 versions.
Which is insane to me, but you know, again, you do you.
Yeah, and I thought that I knew business, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, she knows
she
her
knows
business.
Business. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Always fun to just kind of ease into your Monday. Maybe just a quick look back on the weekend that was.
Yeah, because, again, you always just want to wring every last part of the weekend out of the weekend so that when Monday hits, you're not just going 0 to 60.
No, yeah, exactly. Every athlete, you know, they warm up, right?
You got to stretch.
This is our warm up.
Yes.
We're getting warmed up.
We're stretching.
Yeah. We've got some photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. A little window into what happened over the weekend. But you don't have the story behind those photos. If you head to the Z102.9 Facebook page, you're going to see a picture of my new dog.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness. Yellow lab mix of something. But his name is Rex.
Rex.
And it was a challenge to get everybody on board to come up with a name.
Oh, really?
We were going round and round. I liked the name Sunny. My husband likes like a human name. So he's like, what about Doug? What about Patrick? What about Kevin? And the girls just wanted like whatever they wanted. My daughter's really into Kiss, so she wanted to call him Ace Frehley.
Okay.
Just very specific.
Which is very, very specific.
And there's no in between.
And I really want to ask her how she landed on Ace.
Yeah.
Of the four, did you land on Ace?
Ace, not Gene.
You're right.
But okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, nobody could agree. And then all of a sudden, somebody threw out Rex, and those three agreed. I was not home when they came to the agreement. I'm like, fine.
Done.
I want to be done. We pick up the dog tomorrow. Like, let's name it Rex. So right now, Rex is here. It's been a great weekend. He's a good boy.
Rex is an adorable dog.
He's a very cute dog. However, we did a little meet and greet last night. We invited my in-laws over. And as my sister-in-law is looking at the dog, she's like, those are some big paws. He's not done growing. I'm like, no, he's full size. So yeah, they told us we'll see.
Oh, no.
We'll see.
Because Rex is already a big boy.
He's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, just from the picture, you can tell he's a good size pup.
And I was kind of like, well, he's like smaller than most. So I was okay with it. In my mind, I could make that leap from tiny fluff ball dog to full on dog. But he's big.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Oh, no.
We'll see if
he grows. So yesterday, Father's Day, of course, and we got together at my sister's house for Papa Davis's and my brother-in-law, Dustin, it's his very first Father's Day.
Okay.
Yes. And so in my picture, my niece, Heather, has three teeth. And so we decided that I decided it's time to teach her, you know, and they just moved here from Texas.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to get her good and Iowaned up.
Yes.
So I cut off a hunk and showed her how to eat her first corn on the cob.
Now, she looks like she's got an unconventional approach.
Yeah, she's going a vertical as opposed to your traditional horizontal.
Yeah. Is that the way you showed her to do it?
No, I showed her horizontal, but she is 8 months old, and and an 8 month old is going to do what an 8 month old is going to do.
There's no controlling it at that point. But did she enjoy it?
She did. In fact, I was surprised because I thought she would just kind of gum on it. But once she realized, ooh, corn and corn juice, she was all about it.
I mean, when it comes to a vegetable, corn. Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't like vegetables, and even I like corn. Come on.
Come on, baby Heather.
So, yeah, she enjoyed it. She did very, very well with her first corn experience.
Well, thank you for teaching her. I mean, what are uncles for?
What are uncles for?
Show you how to eat a corn a cob.
And Dancing Eric Hansen kicked in his picture. Of course, he is on his way to his crazy vacation.
Iceland. But first, Boston, where they stopped at Fenway Park. They're trying to see a game in all of the major stadiums. Okay. So this is a pretty big deal. White Sox, Yankees, Fenway. White Sox or Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Yes.
Somebody's wearing socks.
There are socks involved, yes.
I'm doing it justice. Am I doing well?
You're doing just fine.
There's a baseball game. The thing I really want to talk about was he saw Niall Horan throw out the first pitch.
Oh!
And he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't get a photo taken of that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's literally what you would take a picture of. I mean, the sign is nice, but come on.
I know that he was more excited about being at Fenway, but I would have been way more excited about Niall. Just personally.
I want to, and I got to be honest, as nice as the sign, again, the sign is, I want to see Niall's form. I want to see how he pitches.
And how did he do,
yes.
Right? Did he make it across the plate? Because he's, what, Irish or something?
Yeah, I don't think they're traditional baseball people.
Not his national pastime.
So I would love to see how his form, how he did.
Yes. So really, we have more questions, Dancing Eric Hansen.
Tisk.
Tisk, tisk.
Tisk. Somebody should know better.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Now it's your turn. We've been talking about what we did over the weekend and got some pictures posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page, giving us a weekend into your world as well. Lots of happy dads on Father's Day. So cute to see.
Absolutely. And just tons of pictures from Father's Day, including Deb, who enjoyed Father's Day with her dad and her Asiatic lilies.
Whoa.
Which are flowers, by the way.
Yes, I've seen these. Now I know what they are. Deb, you not only showed us a window into your weekend, you also taught me something.
Oh,
thank you.
Educational.
Education. lots of fun with water. I did not know that you can call the Palo Fire Department and they will fill your pool for you. So,
that is amazing.
That's some news I can use. I know I'm a Cedar Rapids resident. Can I just call the Palo Fire Department?
Hey, what you guys doing?
Would you like to fill the pool?
And Brittany actually took part in the Palo Fire Department Fire in the Hole mini golf event on Saturday, which would be a good day for it.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks super fun. Here's little pictures of the course of the holes. And it does look super fun.
I've never been to Mathiasen State Park, but Shannon's making it look like it's a beautiful place, a magical waterfall in the background of her photo. That is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle, you can tell that went to a theme disco party, and you can see that they're all in their 70s getup. So that's and disco ball. Super fun.
I love it. We also have somebody made it over to the Inside Out 2. We're going to have to ask if Becky enjoyed the movie at all for good things.
Absolutely. And Callie's little guy, her boy, just tried his first Champ ice cream cone. Yes, got it everywhere, but that's what makes it fun.
That's part of the fun. Exactly. And I always love a photo that has a little bit of mystery. Keely's photo, she went to Bluff Lake. They had a beautiful dinner. But what is in that water? There's murky water. I think it's a turtle. At first I thought it was maybe an alligator.
Yeah, I can't tell what that. I couldn't even tell it was water. So you're doing better than me. Now that I look at it, it's like, oh yeah, okay, clearly that's water and something in it. But no,
it's the mysteries of the water.
Yes. Oh, the mysteries of the deep.
And now my mystery is, did you eat whatever is in the water? Is that part of the dinner? Bluff Lake dinner?
Yikes.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
You know, we've got a big summer ahead of us, and it's just getting started. And it's not even officially summer until Thursday this week.
Yeah, which is hard to believe because, you know, you've heard me mention heat advisory.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a springtime event.
No, not typically. It feels like summer.
Yes.
We've already started working on summer because our summer project is street teamer Jacob, call him Big Hutch. He is on the prowl. He's looking for love this summer. Eric and I thought, let's insert ourselves into this story.
Let's go back, all the way back, if we will, to Friday.
Friday, we told Big Hutch that he was going to be at the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market, and what a great opportunity to mingle.
Yes.
And we let people know that Big Hutch is going to be on display. I gave him a prop. He's an actor.
Yes.
So sometimes it helps an actor to get into a role to have a prop. So I gave him some rhubarb.
You gave him rhubarb.
He had never had rhubarb.
No.
I need to make him something out of rhubarb because he was mostly using it like a stick.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to conduct a band with it.
Yeah, not how you use rhubarb typically.
No.
But
on the other hand, from my perspective, probably a better use.
You don't like rhubarb?
I'm not a rhubarb guy.
It's classical. It's quintessential Iowan fare, right?
I will agree with that.
It's just the time of year for it.
It's just not good Iowan fare.
Debatable.
Okay.
But what is not debatable is that Big Hutch is looking for love. He told us he got out of a serious relationship. He wants to find somebody. He's not having a whole lot of luck on the old dating websites. And we're like, you know what? We've never really done that either. Don't worry about it. We got your back. We're going to do things a little bit differently this summer.
Outstanding. It is Big Hutch's summer of love.
Just got to put the vibes out there. And we had what we were calling like a soft opening, like a family and friends, you know, meet and greet kind of thing. It's the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. There's lots of people milling about. And we just let it be known that Big Hutch is on display.
Yes.
If you'd like to check out the wares.
We put the goods out there so that you can do a little window shopping.
Yeah, just swing by the Z102.9 tent, grab a balloon, check out Big Hutch.
And window shopping was done. There were plenty of women. A lot of them were like, yeah, we're taken, but we want to see what we're working with here.
And that led, because I did the early shift with Dance and Eric Hansen, and we realized early on, we did not ask Big Hutch. I mean, the downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market, a very family-friendly event. And we had to ask him, like, are you ready to be a father? Would you be open to the experience of maybe a young single mother? And he thought about it. I think he's a little bit nervous, but he thought about it.
That's a fair reaction to be nervous.
So. Yeah. It's a big responsibility.
So you guys left.
Yeah.
You and Eric had the first shift.
He got approached by a gentleman and, you know, it was just dad that out with the kids and he wanted to see Big Hutch and say hi to him, which was a little discouraging for Big Hutch, if I can be honest.
Well, right.
Because it wasn't like he was getting a number or anything.
Exactly. So then I had the second, producer Ben and I actually had the second shift.
Perfect. Perfect. How did it go?
So it was a lovely morning. There were plenty of balloons to be had. It was a nice, cool day. Mm-hmm. And then I look up. I was cutting ribbons. We were cutting ribbons so that we could tie balloons. I look up, and one of our street teamers is getting ready to go on her break, and she's got a friend.
Oh.
A friend that I'm going to call TV Girl.
Oh.
Because she works at a local establishment.
Would we recognize her in a lineup from an on-screen role?
We would not.
Okay.
We would not.
All right.
And so...
we would not.
Street Teamer meets up with TV Girl, and they go for a little stroll. And as they come back from their stroll, I notice Street Teamer is doing one of these, you know, very quiet oint pay to the uch hay.
That's him.
That's him. Him. And it was very clear that TV Girl was interested.
Interested?
Interested.
Checking out the wares, mm-hmm. huh?
So there was an introduction made.
Oh?
There was an introduction made.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. He's meeting people. And I don't think anything of it. Until, again, I go back to my ribbon cutting. Uh-huh. I look up. TV Girl is standing next to me, who is standing next to our Street Teamer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're chatting. And here comes Big Hutch with his number.
There was a number exchange?
There was a number exchange.
We got digis involved.
Digis were digged.
Oh.
It was lovely.
Well, this is progressing nicely.
It is. I got to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. Big Hutch is an attractive young man.
Yes.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not.
There's no denying it.
Yeah, exactly. But based on his use of props,
mm-hmm.
Do
you think the rhubarb scared people?
I kind of had led myself to believe maybe Jacob doesn't have a lot of game.
Ah, yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, this could be a long summer of love. And then here he turns it around.
Wow. He does have game.
He does.
He got a number. He gave a number.
Yes.
But now, do we know who's going to call who? Have phone calls been made? We're going to have to get in touch with Big Hutch.
We're going to have to get in touch with Big Hutch.
Okay, this was a big weekend. I'm going to point this in the success column.
I think we can mark this up as an early victory.
Okay.
We'll see if it continues. But
this is a very good thing.
So I have to say, A, welcome to the family, TV Girl. And, well, the family's probably a bit much. Welcome to the Z friendship pool.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
At least friendly.
I don't want to scare the girl.
Yeah,
holy crap.
And hey, there's still more summer.
Exactly. And congratulations, Jake.
Wow.
I am proud of you, son.
He's got game.
Who
knew?
Giddy up.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.